always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Welcome to Priscelli's Deli.
Yes, very good. I'll have a Bloody Mary and a steak sandwich and a steak sandwich, please.
Come on, go over here.
Ketchup. Where's the ketchup at?
I bet the Chinese food here is terrible.
With Vic Porcelli.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot.
Porcelli's Deli has moved to 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Come on in. We're open. Have a seat. Vic will tell you a story.
Hi, welcome. Come on in.
The Porcelli's Deli. Have a cup of coffee. Get a little booth in the back. All right, so today, I'm really excited about today's Porcelli's Deli. Partly, you know, Ken, when I'm wrong, I like to say I'm wrong. Not that I'm wrong about anything. That's not what I meant to say. What I meant to say was, I love music, but I don't know everything about music.
Yeah.
Nobody knows everything. Am I right?
Right.
So one of my little hobbies that I do at home at night is I go on YouTube and I hit the reset. What do they call it?
Replay?
No. I don't know.
Rehash?
No, shut up. Now you're confusing me even more. It's a button where all the things change. Refresh
right.
Button.
Okay.
And all these different videos come up, you know, and if you type one thing in, you're going to get something about what you typed in for the next week or so.
Right.
So, Titanic anniversary. We talked about the Titanic anniversary last week. And so, if I go to YouTube, I'll get at least 12 Titanic documentaries I can watch. Other ships that sank, you know. So, I hit refresh the other night. And I saw this band do this song, and I'm like, why haven't I heard about this band before? I'm actually embarrassed that I didn't know about this group. And they've been together, these guys, for at least 10 years.
Yeah.
And I just heard about them last week.
Oh, okay.
How does that happen? How did I miss it? So our story today starts with, we're gonna tie it all up in a bow by the end, okay? But our story starts out with the great Johnny Cash. Now, Ken, I gave you a homework assignment.
Yes.
Listen, what did you come up with that was your favorite Johnny Cash song?
I have to say, Folsom Prison Blues, probably.
That, yeah.
That's probably the most, but man, I listened to so many of them.
Is that the one, though, when he says, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Johnny
Cash. Yeah, train a coming.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Cash did concerts in prisons. Right? And in Folsom Prison, he did a concert. And in San Quentin, he did concerts for the prisoners. You know?
Yeah.
So Johnny Cash did a song that we're going to listen to about 30 seconds of right now. And there are guys you're going to hear singing in the background, which is going to take over this conversation. So let's hear a little bit of Johnny Cash doing Daddy Sang Bass.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard. There's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land. We'd get together in a family circle, singing loud. Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul.
So Daddy sang bass, Mama sang tenor, me and little brother would join right in there. Those guys were the Statler brothers, who were the backup singers and warm-up act for Johnny Cash for years and years. And by the way, the Statler brothers, only two of them were brothers, and nobody's named Statler in the band.
Yeah, yeah.
Just one of those names, you know.
And I think they played in Mizzou when I was there.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, they played.
Did you go?
No. I couldn't afford it.
No, well, yeah. that's fair, Ken. That's fair. So the Statler brothers were Don and Harold Reed, the only two brothers. Harold Reed, by the way, it was the bass singer. And Phil Balzi was the baritone singer. And a guy named Lou DeWitt sang tenor and was the guitarist. He Well, first of all, before we... I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself like I always do. Johnny Cash sang, Daddy sang bass, and then you hear a female voice saying, Mama sang tenor.
Yeah.
That was June Carter.
Oh, okay.
So it's the mama and daddy and mama of the next generation.
Right.
So that song, it's spiritual in nature, you know, because Johnny Cash's brother was killed in a horrible wood saw accident where he was nearly sliced in half.
Wow.
And did die, you know. And so before that, they would go out and work in the black land dirt. I just love that.
Yeah.
Just trying to make a living out of black land dirt. I don't know what it means, but it's just very basic.
And when I was watching the videos, I saw him, he'd be walking around this old farmhouse.
Yeah.
That was his family's old farmhouse when
and
he grew up.
Singing. The family always sang.
They always sang, yeah.
After work, they get together in a family circle and sing it loud. And Daddy sang bass. So he said, Daddy sang bass, Mama sang tenor. And then the line, me and little brother will join right in there. It's so stupid, but I love it.
Yeah.
Joined right in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not poetic or anything, but God, I love it. And it's not grammatically right. Me and little brother should be little brother and I, right?
Well,
that would sound so dorky and stupid, right?
Yeah.
So me and little brother would join right in there. So the Statler brothers are the voices you heard singing that part. And Lou DeWitt, the original singer and tenor and guitar player, became very ill. He later died of that illness. And he was replaced. First of all, the Statler brothers, they won a Grammy for the song Flowers on the Wall. Do you know the song Flowers on the Wall?
Yeah.
Watching flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51, smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Remember when Bruce Willis tries to run over Marcellus Wallace?
Yeah.
He's listening to Flowers on the Wall in the car.
Okay.
And he's even doing Kangaroo, he goes, because, you know, Harold Reed had that great low voice. So the Statler Brothers, a big, big band. After Lou DeWitt left the band, he was replaced by a guy named Jimmy Fortune. Okay. Jimmy Fortune, in 1982, by the way. And Jimmy Fortune played with the Statler Brothers for 22 years. And then the Statler Brothers just called it a career. They didn't get rid of him. They didn't break up.
Yeah.
It was just like, my God, we're old here and we can't do this stuff anymore. So that left Jimmy Fortune, who was much younger than the rest of the guys, with no band. Nobody to play with, right? So then Jimmy Fortune runs into three other guys. And this is the band that I just discovered. And again, I apologize that I haven't heard of these guys earlier. But individually, they are Bradley Walker, who is the bass singer. And Bradley has muscular dystrophy. He's in a wheelchair. He can't walk.
Mm.
And his hand's even a little jerked up, you know?
Yeah.
But great voice. You know? Beautiful, great voice. And he sings right in the wheelchair. Mike Rogers on guitar. My favorite guy in the band, Ben Isaacs, is the upright bass player.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is so cool looking. He's got like a beard that comes down to a triangle. And he always wears a hat. It's either a cowboy hat or I think it's called a pork pie hat. I'm not an expert on hats. But he is always smiling. And that's one of the reasons why I like these guys. And Jimmy Fortune on guitar and tenor.
Hmm.
So Jimmy Fortune found these guys. They've named themselves Brothers... Oh my God. I'm sorry. How can I be so stupid, really? How can I completely screw up something I was so looking forward to? Brothers of the Heart is the name of the band. Bradley Walker on vocals, Ben Isaacs on upright bass, Mike Rogers on guitar, and Jimmy Fortune on guitar. Now, these guys are very spiritual. You know, they do the classic gospel songs, you know. And then they do some other things.
You can kind of tell by the harmonies they do that's where it comes from.
And so good, right? Exactly. But they do a killer version of the Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music, killer. You're Only Lonely, J.D. Souther song they do, and this is only the few I could gather together. And, okay, here's where I'm going to lose some friends, I'm sure. So, if you hate me after this, that's fine. I think they do Seven Bridges Road better than the Eagles.
Wow.
Go ahead.
That's quite a statement.
Send the hate mail into Ken Williams. No, send it to me if you like. So, just to put this whole thing into a bow, the Statler brothers always did Daddy Sang Bass, and Jimmy Fortune always was the tenor and sang Mama Sang Tenor. So I'd like you to hear a little bit of the new band. Ken, do I obsess?
A little bit.
This is the latest band that I obsess about. They're called Brothers of the Heart, and this is their version of Daddy Sang Bass. Let me just say, you're welcome, okay? For Sully's Deli on News Talk STL.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and my brother would join right in there. Singing seems to help a troubled soul.
One of these days it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song.
I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang dinner.
Me and little brother would join right in there in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Jimmy Fortune always has a smile on his face, Ken. When he's singing, he's smiling. And these guys smile. These guys love each other. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They truly love each other. And I think that's part of the real reason why I'm drawn to them. Because they're having such a great time and they truly love each other. Can we do a little more?
Yeah.
Just one more verse, maybe?
Yeah.
Or come
yeah,
to the end.
I remember afterward, Mama would call in all of us. Yeah. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother is done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang dinner.
Me and little brother were
smiling.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul.
Sing along in your car, by the way.
One of these days it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song.
I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne.
I'd like an omelet, plain, and a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast. No mayonnaise, no butter, no lettuce, and a cup of coffee.
And number two, chicken salad sandwich. All the butter, the lettuce, the mayonnaise, and a cup of coffee. Anything else?
Yeah, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
I want you to hold it between your knees.
Me and little brother would join right in